local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A weaker than expected jobs report for July and downward revisions for May and June. President Trump is blaming the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, saying he should be fired. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House.
He is saying it's because of his frustration with those jobs revisions, the new numbers now for the May and June jobs report. The president taking issue with this and also making an accusation with no evidence behind it that there were fake numbers put out last year during the election season.
Since taking office, President Trump has touted the labor statistics jobs report showing an increase in monthly jobs. Santa Barbara police say three people were stabbed in an overnight attack and one victim has died. Police say a suspect is in custody and says it appears the incident began as a fight. And Tennessee authorities are searching for a man accused of killing three adults and a teen. Police say the suspect is armed and dangerous. This is ABC News. The Smithsonian has made changes to its impeachment exhibit. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has details.
The National Museum of American History's exhibit on impeachment features a burglarized Watergate filing cabinet and a copy of the Starr Report, which led to the House's charges against Bill Clinton. Up until last month, the exhibit also featured a temporary label referencing Donald Trump's two impeachments. That label has now been removed. The Smithsonian says the exhibit needs an overhaul, and until it can be updated, it's been restored to the way it appeared in 2008. Statement says the updated exhibit will mention all impeachments.
The Bureau of Prisons confirming to ABC News it's moved Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell from a federal minimum security prison in Florida to a federal prison camp in Texas. She's serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking. In Florida, SpaceX blasted off earlier today.
Carrying
NASA's Crew 11 astronauts to the International Space Station. It comes after yesterday's launch was scrubbed due to weather. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Ronald Sari, the interim head of Wrightstown Schools, is resigning effective tomorrow after only 7 months on the job. A joint statement from the school district and Sari said the board has decided to pursue new leadership. Sari was named interim administrator in January when Superintendent Andy Space retired early. Since then, over half of the school board is new to the job, following a recall, an election, and resignations of board members. A Nina man is calling out lawmakers to fit what he describes as a crisis in home health care access and the toll it takes on people receiving care and those providing it. Terry Barr shares how he's getting attention for this issue in a very unique way.
Let's go. We're about to get in town.
Carl Schulze is on the final stretch of a 95-mile journey. The 44-year-old is driving his motorized wheelchair right to the state capitol. And the quadriplegic is bringing a message.
This journey is about people.
Quad Carl, as he's become known, started this mission in Nina. And as he's rolling down the road, he's hoping to make a difference.
To demand better access to home health care for people like me on Medicaid and a living wage for the home health aides who keep us independent.
Schulze believes lawmakers can make a difference, too. He'll be calling on them when he arrives in Madison Friday afternoon.
And then we're going to head into Madison. This ought to be fun.
And Quad Carl says he isn't sure what will happen if cuts are made. Medicare covers his wheelchair and doctor's visits, while Medicaid pays for his health aides so he can remain in his own home.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers in D.C. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers open a three-game road trip this weekend against the Nationals. The crew making moves before the trade deadline, adding an outfielder, Brandon Lockridge from the Padres. In exchange, they traded lefty Nestor Cortez and an infielder prospect. The Brewers also traded for a pair of pitchers from Arizona, right-hander Shelby Miller and lefty Jordan Montgomery for a player to be named later. Both of those pitchers currently on the injured list, Montgomery out for the year. NFL, the Packers with another practice in pads, and then tomorrow night's family night inside Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur on his strict rules regarding fights on the field.
I just think it's always important to remember that if you do anything in a game, you're going to get penalized for it, and it's going to hurt the team. So I think it's important that you keep your composure in practice as well and do all the little things the right way so that if something transpires in a game that you don't react the wrong way.
That's the Packers' Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather. Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies and highs a bit more mild in the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected, highs scraping the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rillow. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
WGBW. Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city. Dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty. Gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop. Running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still
and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
WGBW 2025 deserves these tunes too.
that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well. Let you. Slowly go by and feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh.
This summer, we're celebrating Northeast Wisconsin's independent bookstores, like Lion's Mouth Bookstore and Cafe, a book lover favorite in downtown Green Bay. At Lion's Mouth, you'll find a curated mix of new and used books for readers of all ages, from bestsellers and new releases to rare editions and collectibles. Stop by the store to grab a drink, browse the shelves, attend a free event, or join a welcoming community book club. Can't make it in? Visit lionsmouthbookstore.com to place an order online and get free delivery throughout Brown County.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My girl.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love. Oh, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Thank you.
My old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words in the wells of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls.
tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Mid-sized farms in Wisconsin could get a boost if a proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly is passed. The bill seeks to bolster mid-sized farms in the state through a no-interest loan program. The legislation would establish a dairy cattle innovation program through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Dairy farms with between 50 and 714 cows would have access to the no-interest loans under the bill. Recipients could use that funding for things like investing in technology to increase production, improving animal care and milk quality, and reducing the environmental impacts of dairy operations. Farming and technology are not mutually exclusive terms, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to this year's Farm Technology Days event, August 5th through the 7th. The yearly event gives residents a chance to check out some of the latest developments in the agricultural industry, including new technology and research. The DNR will have a tent at the event where officials will share information on conservation efforts, management practices, and offer free nitrate screenings for private well owners. This year's Farm Technology Days event is taking place in Waupaca County.
Reach for the stars. The Barlow Planetarium in Menasha is open again after being closed since May, while the UWO Fox Cities campus closed and Winnebago County took over the buildings. A full schedule of star shows during the day and laser shows at night are planned. If you plan to visit the Barlow Planetarium, bring cash. That's the only method of payment it can accept for tickets right now. Learn more at barlow.winnebagocountywi.gov.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Green Bay weather.
Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies and highs a bit more mild in the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected, highs scraping the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
WGBW.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before. Then came you.
Bye. If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Attention book lovers, this summer we are celebrating Northeast Wisconsin's independent bookstores. Visiting Algoma? The gorgeous Yardstick Books on Steel Street is a local gem and a hub for the literary community. Pick up a novel for yourself or a picture book for the kids. Order online at yardstickalgoma.com or stop by on your way to the beach and help keep booksellers in our community.
Guys, Appleton is about to be full of music. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And it's here. You're excited. It's the Mile of Music, July 31st through August 3rd. A completely free music festival celebrating handcrafted artistry throughout downtown Appleton, showcasing local talents and so much more. There is a lot going on, and I cannot cover it in this 30 seconds. So head to WGBW.FM and click events to find out for yourself.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WGBW.
Two girls for every boy.
I've got a 34 wagon and we call it a
Raise your kids right. Play 97.9 WGBW in the car on the way to school.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you've let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny,
sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM. Yeah. Yeah.
I can tell you've been hurt by that look on your face, girl. Some guy brought a sad thing to your happy world. You need love, but you're afraid that if you give in, someone else
on Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a weaker-than-expected jobs report showing 73,000 hires for July and downward revisions for June and May job numbers, President Trump has fired the Labor and Statistics Commissioner, claiming the numbers were fake.
Erica McIntyre, a government economist for much of her career, was confirmed by the Senate early last year, 86-8. The bureau she led was created by Congress to study labor and economic trends in 1884, and its chief is appointed to a four-year term. But the law places no restrictions on the president's power to remove a